Hey there, Dallas-Fort Worth. In this month's real estate market update, we are talking about how CPI data is making life a little difficult right now. I will let you know if my market predictions from last month are coming true, and we will talk about where investors are going and the buyer pool that is most at risk. And of course, we will take a look at the actual sales data from January to see how the DFW market performed and where it might be headed. And be sure to stay to the end because I also go over the 9 markets of DFW that saw 20% or greater year-over-year median price growth. Yes, 20%. So let's get to it. While the CPI 12-month growth of 3.1% in January was down from the 3.4% we saw in December, it was higher than the projected gain of 2.9%. And this teeny tiny difference made a big impact. If you recall, at the very end of December, rates went down quite a bit to 6.65% when the markets thought the Fed would start decreasing the federal funds rate at the beginning of this year. Because if you follow my channel, you will know that the mortgage markets react in advance of what they think will happen in the near future. And the Fed gives out these little signals that indicate where they might move. And the really smart people in the room read those signals to mean that rate cuts could come at the first part of 2024. Well, that never happened because the economy has not slowed down as much as the Fed needs for them to feel comfortable dropping the federal funds rate. Our employment is still too high, and our inflation is not cooling off fast enough. So this means that mortgage rates have gone up a bit, and much to my dismay, and against my prediction of us being done with 7% mortgage rates, well, they did indeed go over 7%. And that's where they are at the recording of this video. Yeah, they're averaging 7.14%. Boo. But here is the glass half full perspective on this. CPI data was still down, so this is actually really good news because it's telling the Fed that rates where they are working to throttle inflation. There's no need to increase them, but since inflation is not moving down as fast as the Fed wants, they're gonna keep the federal funds rate where it is for a little while. Now, last month, I did something a little bold. I made predictions. Well, okay, I guess I do make predictions all the time in these videos, but those are generally pretty broad in scope. But last month, I decided to get more precise with some actual numbers. So let's go back to what I said last month. Roll that beautiful bean footage. Okay, so we still haven't answered the question, will this year be better? It looks like it. And by my calculation, we could see a 10% growth in sales in January alone. Now, if I use that same percentage and apply it to the number of pending sales we had in December of 23, which was 6,908 pending sales, that means we could see 6,441 sales in January. Well, there you have it. For our MLS in January, we had 6,361 sales, which was a 9.8% year-over-year increase. So, pretty close prediction. Now, if I apply the same logic for predicting if the market will be up or down in February and use that same closing rate formula that worked so well last month, then we will actually show that February will have a different year-over-year trajectory than January did. And that's because our pending data is down year-over-year. The model shows that we will have an estimated 7,264 sales in February, which will put us 914 sales under last year, resulting in an 11% decline. So why the change in momentum? Well, I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that rates started going back up in January. And based on recent news, I think we could continue to see that pullback of buyers over the next couple of months. Now, I still believe that buyer fatigue exists that I talked about in the last market update video. But with so many predicting rate drops are just a few months away, I can see a buyer saying to themselves, well, I've waited this long, a few more months for a better rate won't hurt. And since rates aren't projected to start going down until about mid-summer at this point, well, it might be a quiet spring with a big summer boom. So we will check back next month to see if the model is right a second time in a row. You know what they say, once is a fluke, twice is a coincidence, three times a pattern. Now, moving from rates and over to some news on investors. According to Redfin, investors bought 26.1% of low-priced homes sold in the U.S. in Q4 of 23. It's the highest share on record since this data has been collected starting in 2000. Overall investor purchases have declined due to high interest rates and high home prices coupled with a slowing rental market. But at the end of last year, investors still accounted for about one of every 5 home sales. In DFW, homes listed for less than $300,000 are not flying off the market. We still have 2.9 months of inventory for homes at $300,000 and below, so investors aren't crowding out this market just yet. All right, now it is time for the market numbers where we see how the DFW real estate market actually performed in January. The median sales price was $360,500, and that was a 2.8% increase from a year ago. An interesting way to look at this data point is that if you purchased your home in January of last year, well, based on the median price appreciation, that is about a 2.8% gain for you. And that number surprised me because I have actually seen some markets with some much larger year-over-year increases. And as I tend to do, when something seems a little interesting to me, I start to go down a bit of a rabbit hole and always find some other interesting data points. So I found myself looking at the major submarkets of DFW to see where we've actually seen some of the highest median year-over-year increases in the sales price. And you will not believe what I found, at least I didn't. We actually had 9 major markets where there was a 20% or more median year-over-year price increase. In 9th place was Sherman, with a year-over-year median sales price increase of 20.8% at $294,450. 8th place was Gainesville, coming in at a 21% increase for a median sales price of $242,000. 7th place was Cedar Hill at 22.7% with a median sales price of $337,500. 6th place was North Richland Hills at a 23.2% increase for a median sales price of $427,000. 5th and 4th places were actually tied, with the city of Keller and the city of Aledo growing 25.5% in the median year-over-year sales price. And that put Keller at a price of $615,000 and Aledo at a price of $630,000. Now, 3rd place was Flower Mound, with a 27.7% increase to a median sales price of $709,000. 2nd place was Weatherford, with a 29.6% increase to a median sales price of $460,000. And 1st place was University Park, with a staggering 42.9% year-over-year median sales price, with an increase to $2.6 million. Yeah, did you also pick up on the fact that the luxury markets are doing incredibly well? Now, if you are just learning about the DFW market and want more information on these submarkets, click on the map link in the description of this video and you can access this map and see homes for sale in each of these areas. Okay, let's get back to the rest of the numbers. New listings went up month over month and year over year to 12,111 new listings. The overall number of homes for sale went down again month over month to 27,851 listings. Now, we did have an uptick for closed sales in January when we look at year-over-year data, and we were up 9.8% in closed sales to 6,361 sales. Our months of inventory dropped month over month, and we now have 3 months of inventory. Year over year, however, we had an 11.1% increase. Now, the median time on market before going under contract is up to 41 days, and this has been steadily creeping up every month since June of last year. Our median sales price per square foot for DFW is up 2.2% from last year and is currently sitting at $187 a square foot. The median amount homes are selling for as a percentage of the original asking price is at 96%. Our pending sales are up month over month, but down 6.3% year over year to 8,497 pending sales. The takeaway: sellers, hold on just a little longer. I know demand is not turning around as fast as you would like for it to, but I really do think things will start changing this summer. Buyers, hold on just a little bit longer. I know rates aren't turning around as fast as you would like for them to, but I really do think things will start turning around this summer. Hey there, if we have not met yet, I am Jennifer Shannon. I'm a realtor and broker associate with Keller Williams. If you are looking to buy or sell a house anywhere in the DFW Metroplex, my team and I want to be your real estate resource of choice. So if you are looking for a guide or for someone to help you with the process, or if you think you might have any real estate needs in 2024, we can help. Simply reach out by phone or text to 214-803-4444 or start with an email to me at jshannon@kw.com. Well, Dallas, Fort Worth, that is all I have for this month's update. I look forward to updating you next month on all that's happening right here in our real estate market. Hey, if you like being in the know about what is happening with real estate in DFW, be sure to like this video and subscribe to this channel. I'll see you next time. Bye.